All right, we're very pleased now to be joined by Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken. And Madam Mayor, good morning and happy end of summer, I guess.
Don't say that word, end of summer. There's never an end. We're going to have it all in September and October because we had too much rain. So please don't say end of summer.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, we do have great weather in September and October.
That's right. Just say we're going to have we're going to continue into an Indian summer, which would be kind of nice.
All right, I'll do that. Now, listen, before we get to the topic of the day, I must ask you maybe a quick review on how you felt summer went. I know you don't have the statistics or anything like that, but in general, despite the fact it was kind of a cool summer, how'd things go in Gloucester overall, do you think?
Well, we did have tourists. Unfortunately, our beach revenues are down because of the rain and the cold and the wind. But the tourist part has not declined. We actually had more transit boaters coming in and spending some money, as you people would see out in the middle of the harbor. There was larger vessels, and we did have people coming in and out and staying at our hotels. And so that itself was still continuing. And what happened is when it rained and there was nothing else to do or it was cold, they did more shopping and more eating in our restaurants. So I don't think there's going to be a decline that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just on our beach revenues, but that's okay.
Very good. Yeah. Well, you can't do much about, the way the temperature is. But, in Gloucester, there are many highlights of the year, and certainly the downtown block parties, I think, have been fairly successful. Is there one yet to go?
Yes, there's going to be one this Friday night. It'll be the last one of the year, and it's going to be on September 1st. Usually it's on a Saturday, but it's going to be on a Sunday because we have a whole bunch of events happening this weekend, Gloucester.
And that's why I have called. Great highlights of the summer, of course, are always the St. Peter's Fiesta to kick off the summer, and then something called the Schooner Festival in Gloucester. And Madam Mayor, let's get right to that. So,
absolutely. I look forward to it. Some of the schooners are coming in. We made sure that we had some, because of the repairs that we had last year on some of the wharfs, but we have it all settled, all ready to go. We have 26 vessels coming in this weekend, and the Columbia will be back, and so we're going to have a different race for the older boats, like, you know, our wonderful adventure. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be wonderful seeing all these vessels in our harbor. That's what it was. It brings back the memories of the old times when you hear about the stories of the schooner. So that's, to me, it's like just breathtaking to go on the boulevard on a Sunday morning and hear and see that race is going to be amazing. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go on one of the vessels. The Adventures asked me to come on, but I cannot go this year. I have a wedding, actually, on Sunday. So it's kind of difficult to have one on Saturday. It's a busy weekend for everyone, but it starts off with the mayor's reception, which is I have a little gathering with some of the vessel captains and some of the people locally, and that's from 5 to 7, and then we kick it off, and then there's the block party on Friday night. And then Saturday, as you know, they have the Parade of Lights and the fireworks, and there'll be a concert down at the boulevard, and it'll be, you know, really entertainment going on all around the city, so that'll be great. Sunday, we have the race, which is beautiful, seeing those vessels. And then Sunday night at the Maritime Gloucester, they award the trophies, and Monday is like a relaxation, and then that's when... But the fact is also Maritime Gloucester will be doing some things around Harbor Loop. So every day from, you know, starting tonight with the Harbor Loop concert all the way until, you know, Monday is going to be something happening in Gloucester, maybe one or two events, but it all coexists with one another. And don't forget that when you're here on Monday, since you're going to be here for the weekend and you're relaxing after all the races, go to Rocky Neck, go see some of our artist colonies, go everywhere to look at the beautiful collections that they did this year is amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, what also is amazing, Madam Mayor, and I know you're busy, thanks for taking the time this morning, but we saw a couple of super yachts in the harbor a couple of weeks ago. Then we saw a cruise ship in the harbor. And now sitting out there, as I speak, is the Columbia tall ship. Where on earth can you see this variety?
Nowhere. You know, it doesn't matter what's happening everywhere else. We have something happening here all the time. Unfortunately, my heart and my prayers are with the victims of Harvey. My husband's sister actually was a transit from Katrina, and she moved to Houston, Texas. and now the Harvey, but she's very fortunate because her house did not get flooded, but some of her neighbors have just a little. She's more north, thank God. She's in Harrison County, but, you know, it's sad. It's sad. And she says, you know, just keep praying and whatever everyone's doing. So our hearts are with them. And I, at my one of my speeches tomorrow, is going to do a moment for them to recognize that we need to help our sister cities and doing something. Gloucester is helping. Salem, Boston. We are wonderful in Massachusetts and all over the country when it comes to helping our own. That's great because yesterday they raised, I believe, over $500,000 just in a couple of hours of money because that's what's needed for the Red Cross and people giving to Red Cross. I'm a volunteer of the Salvation Army. I know they're raising money. So it's just amazing. Unfortunately, some people are crying while half of the country is also laughing, and that's kind of hard, but our minds, heart, and souls are with Harvey, and I'm hoping that, you know, the race tomorrow, Sunday, that someone will say something towards that and say, you know what, they're winning for them. That'll be kind of great.
Cool.
We're winning for you.
Very good. All right, Madam Mayor, anything else you'd like to mention about the weekend?
I just want to say, you know what, please come to Gloucester. Enjoy the beautiful Gloucester alone is just beautiful, but to see the schooners out in our ocean is going to be amazing. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, instead of camping, camp this way. You'll have a wonderful time and guarantee you there's not going to be a night that you're going to say I'm bored.
Fantastic. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken. This is Connections on msonewsports.com.